Lawyers for Donald Trump are moving to appeal Judge Scott McAfee's ruling, the one that shook up Trump's Georgia election interference case last week. On Friday, Judge McAfee ruled that District Attorney Fani Willis did not have a conflict of interest in that trial, but that there was the appearance of a conflict of interest because of her past romantic relationship with her lead prosecutor, and she had to make a choice. She goes or he goes. Well, Nathan Wade went, stepping down later that day, and now lawyers for Trump and seven co-defendants say in a letter to the judge that there is still, as the judge himself said, an odor of mendacity. I looked it up, too, to be sure. There is an odor of lying lingering in the case. Gwen Keyes Fleming is former DeKalb County District Attorney. She's known Fani Willis for years. Gwen, welcome.
Thank you.
And people,
thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad you're here. And people remember Willis was accused of profiting by paying an employee who then took her on trips. She said they split expenses. The judge agreed, said she didn't benefit. But now Trump's lawyers are quoting Judge McAfee's ruling, you know, back at him, saying Wade's resignation was not enough to cure the appearance of a conflict of interest. And again, this odor of mendacity. Didn't he open the door for them to appeal? Your thoughts?
So a couple of things here. First of all, as you mentioned, the judge did find that there was no conflict of interest mm-hmm. whatsoever. He also found that there was no forensic misconduct. So both of those issues cut in the district attorney's favor with respect to the appearance of impropriety. And so that's not rising to the level of conflict, but an appearance of something untoward in Georgia, it is still a very high standard to meet. And again, the judge found here that while there may have been issues with the veracity of certain witnesses, if you read through the order, at least I was not able to find where he actually questioned the DA's veracity. He made other statements regarding her testimony, mm-hmm. but I think those related to her zest or zeal on the stand, if you will. She obviously felt as though she was fighting for her personal integrity, fighting for the integrity of the case. And so that fight that she exhibited on the stand, in many's views, is why the citizens of Fulton County elected her. They yeah. want her to fight for them.
Well, Trump's lawyers are also citing a clip, speaking of that fighting spirit, of Fani Willis at a church back in January. You're familiar with this, talking about how Trump's lawyers attacked Wade, who was the only black prosecutor of three she'd hired. Let's listen.
First thing they say, oh, she gonna play the race card now. But no, God, isn't it them who's playing the race card when they only question one?
We hear people in agreement there, but Judge McAfee called her comment legally improper, but then went on to say his hands were tied by Georgia case law. Now, Trump lawyers are highlighting those remarks. Do you think an appeals court will agree with Judge McAfee about Georgia case law or find that legally improper is going to mean something more?
I think that's what we're waiting to see. And the way the process works is this judge has to agree to give a certificate of immediate review. And if he decides to do that, then the Court of Appeals would have to make the decision as to whether they want to accept the matter for appeal. I think it's interesting to note, though, that in his order from Friday regarding the conflict issues, the judge did not offer and or suggest that he would grant a certificate of immediate review, which differs from the order he issued earlier in the week related to dismissing a few of the charges and giving the district attorney the option to seek that review and or reindict on those charges. So yeah. there are many that are querying whether the judge's silence on the appeal issue in the later order suggests that he may not be inclined to grant one. Yeah. But obviously, we will all wait and see what his decision is upon
we will.
The defendant's request.
We will. And if, in fact, the appeals court doesn't take it up or agrees with the judge or what it ends up in Willis's hands and the trial goes forward, do you worry, as some do, that she'll have a trust issue with the jury, that they may not believe her office?
I do not believe that. And I believe there's several of us that don't believe that. I think jurors are smart enough, savvy enough to know and understand that their job is to focus on the evidence that's presented, the veracity and credibility of the witnesses that are presented. I think the issues and matters relating to how jurors or really the electorate feel about the DA, those would be better assessed through the election process. I understand that she has drawn challengers, but even as I talk to several on the ground, they still think she has the will of the people behind her. They do recognize that she's making improvements on the ground. They do recognize that she has been attacked mm-hmm. in ways that very few, if any, prosecutors ever have been.
Yeah.
And they see that she's still come out of that fight. Her white cape as a prosecutor might be a little singed, but she's ready to get back into the courtroom.
Gwen Keyes Fleming, former district attorney in DeKalb County. Thank you.